You're listening to SBS News.
300,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have arrived in Sydney from overseas in Australia's latest efforts to combat COVID-19. The rollout of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine will begin on March 8, once the doses are batch-tested by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says 200,000 doses will be released to states by then.
It's an important step. Always subject to the quality testing, always subject to the TGA, but at this stage all of the safety protocols are strong, and that first shipment of AstraZeneca has now arrived in Australia. And what that means is that they will be in a position to rapidly upscale the rollout. Another point of hope, another point of protection.
Australia will receive 1.2 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in weeks to come. The next stage involves 50 million doses being manufactured by pharmaceutical company CSL. This means Australia will have 3.8 million international doses of the vaccine and 50 million domestically produced doses. Epidemiologist Hassan Valley says that since the AstraZeneca vaccine can be stored at normal refrigeration temperatures, there will be less issues.
Eventually, we're going to be producing the vaccine ourselves, and we're not going to have to rely on receiving deliveries from overseas. And it can be stored at 4 degrees, so we don't have those cold chain problems that you have with the Pfizer vaccine, where it needs to be stored at minus 70. So this is great news, and it's very exciting.
The federal government has also announced a second $31 million public health information campaign to encourage Australians to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Mr. Hunt says the new campaign will myth-bust some misinformation that surrounds Australia's vaccination rollout.
There are those that are peddling false myths. And so there has been a myth-busting unit that was actually quietly set up during the course of 2020. And whether it's 5G theories or other things, we put out the information. We'll do it directly to the media, but we'll also make sure that information is available publicly. We don't want to give too much air to some of the silliest ideas, but we do want to provide public reassurance to combat those ideas which would in any way falsely have some impact on public confidence.
The government also released a vaccine tracker that allows people to check their eligibility to get vaccinated and when they can do so. So far, 30,000 Australians have been vaccinated since last Monday, including over 8,000 aged care and disability residents. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is calling for greater information about the vaccination campaign. As healthcare and border workers are inoculated in the state, Ms. Berejiklian says state leaders are unsure as to how and when the general population will be vaccinated.
I'm not going to hide the fact that our information is key for the states to be able to do our work as best we can. Our New South Wales health officials were able to turn around the Pfizer vaccine supply we got very quickly, within days, because we'd been planning for it, we'd been practicing for it. The more notice we have, the better. And as I said, we're really keen to get the vaccine out to our community, to our citizens as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded more than a month of no locally acquired COVID-19 cases, but continues to record cases in hotel quarantine. Dr. Jan Fizzle from New South Wales Health says it's important that residents stay alert.
With new cases being regularly detected amongst overseas arrivals, there is still a risk of COVID-19 spreading into the New South Wales community. If you have even the mildest of cold-like symptoms, please come forward for testing immediately and isolate until you receive a negative result.
Restrictions were eased on Friday to allow up to 50 guests in the home and a maximum of 30 people on dance floors at weddings. Victoria has vaccinated more than 3,700 frontline workers at hospital vaccination hubs across the state. But with coronavirus fragments detected in wastewater catchments in the state, health authorities are remaining vigilant. Residents in and around Lilydale, Churnside Park, Coldstream, Kalorama, Olinda, Montrose, Mount Dandenong, Mount Evelyn, Yarra Glen and Yering are being urged to get tested at the mildest of symptoms. And while epidemiologists are hailing the COVID-19 vaccines, Dr. Valley is not convinced that deep cleans effectively contain the virus.
There's nothing that has emerged over the last 12 months to make us think that surface transmission is either the main route or a really important route. Now, I think it can occur in certain circumstances. The whole reason we disinfect surfaces is because we think the virus is going to be on that surface and we think we're going to touch that surface and then touch our face and infect ourselves. If we keep up good hand hygiene, we're going to break that link between transferring virus from a surface into our body.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.